I'm sipping,
And it's Thursday. Happy Thursday. Happy hour to everybody that's tuned in. Like, comment, subscribe. I would appreciate that, please, and thank you. Today is another good day because we blessed that way. I'm joined today with my man Spades. How you feeling today, bro?
What's going on, man?
You good?
Thanks for having me.
No, man. Glad to have you, man. Why you look so low, man? Bring your chair up a little bit, man.
Maybe
it's something wrong.
Maybe adjust.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Because
you ain't no small dude. I don't want them to be looking like I'm looking down
like
on
I'm
you.
A whole short solid person, nigga. You know, like I'm a short person.
If it ain't staying up, I'll get you another one. But we good. How you feeling, though? You good?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Now, Spades reached out to me a while ago. Said, I got a new tape, which I ain't heard in forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And wanted to pull up. So we finally figured it out and got you through here.
Right.
What do you mean you have a new tape?
Yeah, I mean, Baby Gorilla 2 is all available on all platforms right now. The video with me and Reed Dollars is about to drop this week.
Dope.
You know what I mean? Me, Kay Walker, Reed, that's the only people on the project, but it's been getting crazy love, like 25,000 streams and
Congratulations. 3 weeks
and all that, whatever. So
that's
it's
fly.
Been love.
That's fly. How long was you working on that?
I've been working on Baby Gorilla probably for like months, but just like I've been working on two projects at the same time. So like right after Baby Gorilla 2, I'm dropping another album, My Vibe the Wave, probably around Christmas.
Right.
So but this one is just definitely like about the streets. So I got like two different sides of me for real.
Dude, Gemini, nigga.
Oh yeah, musically I'm a Gemini. Like I kind of like. Two people, so like, one time I was with Cassidy, and he was like, yeah, I like your songs with your punchlines, and then his wife was like, I like the girl songs, so that kind of like explained like how it is, so like I do like love and hip-hop, like R&B and hip-hop or whatever case may be, that's my shit, that's what I really like to do, but at the same time I can spit, so niggas be asking me like for street shit. So, yeah, I mean, niggas been trying to get me in a battle rap, too, but...
It sound like it.
Yeah, they've been... All of my niggas, you know what I'm saying? Every last one of them niggas is my niggas. So, they all try to talk me into it. Especially Walk.
Of course.
Of course, he's been trying to get me in it.
Shout out K-Walker, man.
Yeah, I mean, but... I've been thinking about it, and actually, I might be doing the tryout.
For the trenches,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be trying it out for the trenches and all
that. When you going to figure that out?
By tomorrow, because like I said, he I think they needed 3 rounds and all that, whatever. And I started off battle rapping. I didn't do music at first.
Mm-hmm.
I started off battle rapping. So then I lost a battle rap, and I'm doing music from now on.
Oh shit!
And
hit up first time with a football. Yeah, it was giving up your pads.
Yeah, I was like, I'm cool.
That's
and
crazy.
I had won crazy times, but the first loss, I was depressed, sad, head dropped, like I didn't know what to do with my life type shit. I'm like, yo, I don't know if I could take this type of pain no more type shit, whatever. But I started doing music, and then like I said,
I'm feeling bad for you as a grown ass man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was kind of like one of them, like, damn, like I ain't never been, like, you know how you underestimate somebody, and it was one of them drums where I underestimated him, and I did it to myself. It was like one of them. He kept telling me like, yo, I'm gonna get you, and I'm like, bro, there's no way you're seeing me. And he got me. And,
pride comes before the fall.
Yeah. And
Icarus?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And after that, but like now it's kind of like I've been studying it. Like I've been back and forth, Philly and Atlanta, like learning from everybody. Like I said, being friends with Walk, you learn a lot of things from Walk. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people don't know that Walk don't really choke in none of his battles.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that like that type of, I tell him, he don't know how high he raised the bar. For other battle rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, how do you do it? You know what I'm saying? And Walk went on a tear
nice
lately.
Run.
Yeah,
nice
so and you'd be like, bro, how do you, like, it'd be, like, I'd be, it'd, blown, it'd be mind blowing. Yeah. Like, bro, how you ain't fuck up yet? Like, you kind of like, you waiting to see if he fuck up. So like studying that, I mean, then like I said, even though I chilled with Cass for 2 days, even those 2 days, like I soaked up so much knowledge and shit like that. And he was just pinpointing that. And then being around Reed too, like these niggas been teaching me, like, and showing me, you know, how to do the cadences and how to just pay pinpoint focus on that. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like been, I don't know, it's one of them, like, if you on the court long enough, you're going to want to play basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially all the homies are doing it. Getting praise, getting shit off.
Exactly. And I was trying to tell niggas, I'm like, yo, for us, like, when the NBA, if the NBA go to the courts in the hood, they're going to be like, damn, I know I probably shouldn't do this because I know I'm going to love it too much.
Right, right.
And you'd be like, but everybody doing it. Well, you'd be like, yo, and it's what I do, too. It ain't hard to adjust.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think my fear for real is messing up. Like, I'm such a perfectionist, but I was around Emma. Emma is always been my biggest inspirations and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I see people mess up all the time. Like, you know what I mean, it's not like it come with the game. Yeah. That's what I'm starting to learn. Like, it come with the game.
It do.
So it's not about getting. It's not about
like being that loss you took and ran away from.
Exactly.
You know what about like everybody I know in the city named Spade had to battle for their name.
For sure.
You ain't had to battle for your name yet?
For sure. Oh, not my name yet. I mean, I'm down for it, but at the same time, no.
But you know the history of the Spades in the
city. Oh, yeah, for sure. it was one part where I had to, like, keep explaining because everybody would call me those Spade names. Like, they were like, yo, Spado, yo, Spadey. I'm like, bro, come on, man. Yeah. You know my name. Come on. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. Like I said, I love the legends. That's not where I got my name from, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand. Like, it's just come with the game. It's like, there's endless Bricks. There's endless, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meeks. It's before Meek Mill, it was endless Meeks and Cheeks and Leeks.
There was another Meek Mill before Meek Mill.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And it's more Hollows. Hollow Man, Hollow the Don.
Like,
it's
Hollow Man.
It's all right. It's okay. Sometimes it's 40 billion rappers. Everybody gonna pick this. Somebody gonna pick the same name.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And we from different hoods. Like, some hoods hand out nicknames, man.
For sure.
And so it's gonna be a smoke on every other block.
For sure. You know what I'm saying. And that's exactly how it was. It was just like, even how I got my name. You know what I'm saying. Like it was more like a. Even like the game Spades. You know what I'm saying. If you play Spades, the Spades family is pretty much like the most dominant family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. You can lose, but you're only going to lose to a higher Spade.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but when it comes to every other, you know, hand in the cards, is one of the best picks you could pick. So I'm one of the best picks you could pick. You know what I'm saying? So that's where Spades came from. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't mad at it. How long you been playing Spade?
Since high school. Like in high school, that was the wave. Like, I don't know if they still doing that in high school these days, but
yeah, my high school was Spades High. First high school, we played Spades all day in that bitch.
Where you high school at?
I went to ENS and then I transferred to Roman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went to Northeast. I went to King first of all because I'm from uptown. I'm from West Oak Lane.
Yeah, I'm from my
name. So I went to King, but then my mom wanted me to learn something, so I had to transfer all the way to Northeast.
And no, all my homies from my neighborhood that went to Northeast, that was pretty much it. Even they was athletes, so their parents was like, bro, where else can I send you? That's going to take you. Northeast took them. Come on with the Washington, I think.
Yeah. So we went to Washington. We went to Northeast and all that. And then, like I said, even the Northeast, them lunch tables, you know what I'm saying?
I've been in y'all lunchroom, too. I shadowed somebody one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my god brothers played football for y'all, Kyle and Aaron Brown. They was captains of the football team, respective years.
What year was that? You remember?
Aaron graduated in 99. And Kyle graduated probably 95 or 96.
Oh, geez.
Something like that, yeah.
I graduated in 2009. I'm old.
Yeah.
I ain't that old.
But no, they was back when y'all, Northeast had just started an aerospace program. It was a magnet program. And I was if I wasn't going to go to ENS, I was pitching to get into that job.
What's crazy
is... And I knew I would hoop for y'all, so...
Yeah, what's crazy is when I was in King, we would grind Northeast up because it was just like, it wasn't the hood. It was bougie.
So that was karma.
It was.
You got sent right to who you was talking shit to.
Yeah, exactly. So now it went from... So when I told my King niggas, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Northeast. It was they grinding me up the whole day, and it was just like, bro, but we don't got to wear no uniforms. It was like, so you going to school with weirdos? But it was just, and that's kind of like that's crazy because that talk about like the trauma of the hood and shit like that. Mm-hmm. When you be like, damn, we grind people up for going to a better
school. Better school. Literally.
Like, literally. Like, they don't got no uniform. It's a better education. And we just so stuck and just, like, being around the trappers and shit like that, whatever. And
well, motherfuckers don't want you to leave, bro. Mm-hmm. The hood will hold you tight for all the wrong reasons. And that was an early lesson in that. Mm-hmm. Like, you was doing something better. Mm-hmm. You wasn't saying we ain't playing ball next week. Like, yeah,
right. You still right, coming yeah, home. I still live here. I'm just still gotta come home. I gotta go to school right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but
it was. I gotta wake up early.
Right. Yeah, and that's just how it was. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Uptown, man. I love Uptown, man.
That's dope. Now, see, with the battle rap shit, you got me intrigued, right? Because, like you say, we all know plenty of battle rappers. We can't miss them. But during COVID, I started tapping into battle rap heavy because of one shit else going on. It said battle rap, and battle rap drama is every other day.
Every
you know what I'm saying? Day. If you follow the right bloggers or whatever have you.
Every day.
So I was watching that shit, and I really am like, I don't know how many pay-per-views we ordered this year. Probably like five or six of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like now we really dug
it. It's like a sport. You know what I'm saying? It's like a real-life sport, and it's just like, one thing, another thing I was thinking about too is because it was one time I was in Atlanta. I was with my man Jerz. Jerz is my man.
That's my guy.
I was in there with Atlanta, and they were doing the bags and bodies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And outside of the battle rap, it's kind of like politics. Mm-hmm. And like, it's kind of like trying to sell fights. Mm-hmm. So it'd be like a boxer go outside, like we just all chilling. And then he just like, you know what? Fuck you, man. Like,
yep.
And swing at him. And you'd be like, oh, what the fuck is going on? And somebody would like, I forgot who it was. I think it was, I forgot my man's name. I forgot his name. Popular boy, but it wasn't, I forgot his name. But he was just like, yo, it's the politics. Because I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Why is he snapping? I ain't going to tell the battle rapper name, but the battle rapper was just snapping and everybody yelling at everybody like, yeah, I'm the boy. Like, y'all niggas ain't fucking with me. I'm like, bro, everybody was just calm and quiet.
He just
started yelling at everybody. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm about to swing at him. And it was like, yo, chill, it's the politics. Like, don't worry about it. He trying, that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. And I'm just like, I don't know if I like that. Like, I'm not sure. I'm like, I guess because I'm not in it all the way in, I don't understand, but I was just looking at it weird. Like, bro, why you just start snapping on everybody?
It's situational. Some people do have to do that. Some people thrive doing that. Mm. Some people are in a position where everybody want to battle, like Easy was at a certain point, where, like, if you good enough, motherfuckers, like, I got to be the one to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to call nobody out. They calling you out, and they battle. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's situational, but one big thing that has been happening lately, and I guess that was the in-person version of it, was getting an argument on the spaces with somebody or on Twitter with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And then see if the crowd reacts to it.
Yeah, that's a whole nother
and
world.
And then they'll give you a contract, and it's like, all right.
Yeah, that's a whole nother world. Twitter is like battle rap, like the courtroom, I guess. It's insane on there. It's endless mentions and endless he ain't this and he ain't that. But like I said, it's a learning process. I guess, like I said, it's kind of like if you want to get in this game, you have to learn that it come with stuff.
Yeah, you have to find your angle and your route in it. Because it's like I said, it's plenty of people that do it different ways, but some people are more successful than others. You got to figure out what works for you.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like I said, the reason why I definitely wanted to get in it because I'm from Philly, and I feel like battle rappers is the best rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, anybody could do a song. Anybody could do a song. You can get your cousin. If you write the bars hot enough, get his flow right, he could do a whole album. You know what I mean? But everybody can't battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like the land of the elite when it comes to rapping. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't just, you're not forming a 16-bar song. You just do that twice, two verses, and it's over. Sometimes it's one verse and it's over. But battle raps, you got to, like, pinpoint your you got to structure your round. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to do this, do that. Then you got to learn how to perform the round. Then you got to learn this. And then you sometimes it's three rounds. And you be like, yo, how did y'all niggas write 3-minute rounds each round? Like, how y'all do that? And
how did you memorize a whole mixtape?
Yeah, how did you? But yeah, that's how you mix. That's a whole EP. You just memorize.
How did you do that?
And then, and it's beef for a specific person.
Yeah, you can't use it again.
Yeah, you can't. This is it. You got one time to do it for this. And sometimes they be like, you got 2 weeks to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You be like, damn, some niggas can't write mixtapes in 2 months.
I seen Drugs and Twerking on dude joints in days.
Yeah. That's
what
crazy.
I'm saying? Like, days. Like, last minute, yo, I need a favor.
Right.
Yo.
I noticed that with Walk. Like, Walk this year got, like, 10, 12 battles.
Yeah.
He be like, yeah, I got to join this one. I got to go here. Then I go to D.C. Then I go to there. Then I go to Virginia. Then I'm back here. Then I battle what's his name. Then I'm like, bro, how is you getting ready for these joints? Like, but at the same time, we putting together a mixtape and we in the studio. And you be like, bro, y'all know y'all mind got to just be, it got to be different. That's why I was like, you know what? I think I could do it. I'm pretty sure I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
I know you could do it.
Yeah, that's what everybody say. Like,
it's just going to take figuring.
Yeah.
I know you could do it. I ain't doubting that.
Like, Muslim Poppy is my man. Like, I know that nigga for going on 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm proud of him, too. Like, because he redeveloped himself every couple years. He remind me of Gilly a little bit. But he so, like, before I
know
knew
exactly what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he just was like,
he went from funny boy to, you know what I mean, just like, yo, and now...
Now this nigga look like a bodyguard.
Right.
Like, he just be like, he just like the toughest niggas in battle rap. And he just be like, oh, I'm so proud of this nigga, cuz this nigga just changed his whole life around.
It's funny. You are very observant.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my man. He be like, yo, come on, Space. Like, cuz my main focus be my punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, like I said, I'm not naming nobody. A lot of niggas call me and be like, yo, I want you to hear this round. Da, 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 da. And I be asking, like, yo, what make you call me? And they feel
me
like.
Too.
Yeah, I'd be like, what make you call me? You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And I guess sometimes they just be like, sometimes I guess they just want to see if it hit.
Uh-huh.
And then other times they'd be like, no, I know that you would tell me
the truth.
Your truth, and you go tell me if the bar is ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a fan. Like, I'm a super fan. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm so a fan of bars. Like I said, when I met Cass, I'm going to talk about that.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about me and Cass.
Let's talk about me and Cassidy. So first of all, shout out to Kate Walker. He linked that with me. He with me and K Walker. I mean, K Walker linked that with me and Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
Cassidy has always been like, I'm assuming for a lot of rappers in Philly, has always been like one of the staples. And you mean just the icons that we had.
He was 16 and he had the whole country trying to rap like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So when I told you I started battle rapping because I saw the video with him and Free.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what made me want to do it. It was so crazy and everybody kept talking about it.
Yep.
I think I was going to Roosevelt Middle School. Yeah, I was going to Roosevelt Middle School. And it was just like, that was the essence of that time. It was like, I don't know if, I ain't going to say that sparked battle rap, but I felt like it pushed the pin for battle rap a little bit. Like, for that face-to-face, we linking up.
No, it did.
You know what I mean? I can't 100% say, like, yo, Cassidy started the link up face-to-face battle rap, because that's not true. They've been doing it in the 80s and shit like that. But, like, it sparked it back up where it was like, no. This is what we doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I went. And if you think about it, that battle rap sparked a lot of careers, stopped a lot of careers, or put a hold on a lot of careers. You know what I mean? Like, then out of nowhere, battle rappers start getting signed. Like, again, like, so it went from Cassidy. Then it went for Jay Mills.
Last week.
Who?
Hustle.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a doorway now. And I was just thinking that that's why I said I was really thinking about doing it and getting into it and all that because.
And it's a possibility of real paper now.
Exactly.
Guaranteed
what I'm saying?
Paper. Like,
yeah.
Before, niggas was betting on each
other. We was doing, sold. Yeah. Niggas put $20. I got a dub on him.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? But now it's like, yo, we can get contracts.
A couple grand and maybe give you a stack if he win. Like, but like, now it's guaranteed you might get the dime or 30 real quick for 9 minutes.
Like I said, I just heard JC won $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for rapping?
Yep.
Just the right rounds?
And fell back. Yeah, you just lost his mom, though. That's crazy.
Yeah, rest in peace to Mr. JC and all that. But, my fault, I'm off topic. The shit with
Cass,
how I linked with Cass through K Walker, we was in New York or whatever. And mind you, like I said, I've always been a punchline fanatic, like since I was 12. You know what I'm saying? I started rapping at 9, but that's me learning and all that. But by the time I was 12, Lloyd Banks, Cassidy, J.R. Ryder, Fab, there was just so many. You know what I mean, of course, the legend Big L. Like, I've been.
My guy, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So. These was my Cassidy. Obviously, is this, you know what I mean? Because around, I think Tom Cassidy was 16. I might have been 12. You know what I'm saying? I might have been 11. So hearing like somebody that's not that much older than you got the city on lock. And mind you, this is what I be trying to tell a lot of niggas too. Like, yo, back then, Tom was different. It wasn't no Gram. It wasn't no Twitter. It wasn't none of that. You had to hear that shit from the street. Like, somehow, mind you, you got to think about it. That battle happened in New York. How the fuck I get to Philly? You know what I'm saying?
One nigga took a camera.
Shout out to that nigga, because that nigga that took that camera, you don't know what you did, man.
And he was just a random nigga,
right?
And we only know it was him because he had a selfie on the elevator on the way up.
Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is Cass told me this story. about that day where he was like, that's the same day that State Property was up in New York. So he was just like, yo, like, yeah. He when he heard him,
they kept talking crazy.
They kept talking crazy. Then he pulled up, whatever, so kids would be. But to be like a 16-year-old, you got to think, we 16. That's a little bit mature back in our day. 16 was like, we damn near grown.
A lot of ways, Cass was mature.
Yeah, he was like you a grown, yeah, we were a grown man at this point.
Like I said, I'm from out there, so I used to see him around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was silly. Mm-hmm. When it came to rapping and all of that type of shit, that shit was a job for him when he was a kid.
Bro. Yeah.
He took it like a job. Like, he knew a check was coming.
And for him to still be doing that shit is crazy. Like, yeah. Oh, anyway, so we meet Cass. We meet Cass and all that. And I ain't gonna hold you. I met him before because I was actually at the Hitman Holla and Cassidy battle in Atlanta.
Okay.
But at that time, it was more like everything was happening.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But I was on the stage when niggas rushed, when we was rushing St. Louis and all that. Uh-huh. I was right behind Cass. Cass don't remember it, but Cass was like trying to like get out the situation, but trying to rumble at the same time. And I'm just like, yo, watch out, Cass. Like, my fault. I'm gonna watch out, Cass. Like, I can't let nothing happen to you.
We not doing that.
It was niggas in the spot. I'm not going to hold you. It was niggas in the spot cocking guns. I'm like, yo, bro, how the fuck y'all get in here with guns?
Yo.
But it was just like, that's how much respect Cass got. And you got to think about it. Like, somebody like that that been rocking since 16 is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So when I met him, I was just like, I ain't going to hold you. I was a little starstruck because it's like, this technically the nigga that kind of started my career. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's dope.
So when... The first rap I ever heard was by Slick Rick, Children's Story.
Mm-hmm.
But the first nigga that made me want to go outside and try to rap was Cassidy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So me meeting him was just like, yo, I used to have the big ass split personality poster on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know I mean,
and you had a split personality poster on your wall. That's hilarious. That's what
I'm saying. I had a big ass split personality on my wall. Every verse.
Is split personality a classic to you?
For sure. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the best albums that came out of Philly to me. To me, one of the best albums came out of Philly is Split Personality.
One of the realest shit I ever said on a record was when Eve said, don't no corny shit come out of Philly.
Exactly.
Our projects be phenomenal. Like, everybody joints. You know what I mean? First joints be crazy.
What's crazy is, niggas sleep on the Philadelphia Freeway shit, too. That shit is insane.
That shit is a classic.
That shit is fucking a classic.
That shit is ridiculous. It starts with Nate Dogg.
Exactly.
Like, that shit is crazy. Yes,
it starts with Mr. Dog.
It starts with the guy.
Exactly.
Going off on that joke.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So when I'm with Cass, we was at the Vlad TV shit. You know what I mean? Me, Walk, Cass. And,
I know what New York line you talking about. Yeah. Homegirls with y'all.
Yeah, so we was there.
With Cass.
And then we chilling in the back while he doing the interview and all that. We come out. We on the elevator. We on the elevator, and I'm not going to hold you. Walk Ben told me that we about to link up with Cass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this is my second time meeting him, but this is my first time, like, being just more, like, up close and personal with him.
Yeah.
Because the battle was just hectic.
Yeah.
So this time it was like, all right, it's going to be a small group, and I'm in the group. So, but at the same time as a rapper, I'm thinking like, yo, I know Cass. I would have think that I know Cassidy, and I know that he's a bar guy. So... I wrote for those last 2 days. I'm like, let me write something just in case he asks me to spit something. We in the elevator.
I like you. He said, I'm going to have some freshies.
Yeah, I got to have some fresh shit.
I like that.
I heard, like I said, he told it to me in person, but I heard it before. He said it before. He was like, yo, you want to be a really hot rapper? Don't spit the same shit twice. Mm-hmm. Like, always write some new shit. You know what I'm saying? So I studied that, like that formula. Like, if you're not first, you last. If you want to be hot, to keep you on your toes, you got to be writing some shit every day.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's hard to, like,
That's
rip.
That's my problem.
Yes.
I can't do it.
It's hard to spit something.
I ain't going to say can't, but I have
never it's hard to spit something and be like, all right, I got to forget it because it's over. I already spit it. You got to do a whole new joint for another one and then a whole new joint for another one. And while we was at the Vlad.
Well, nowadays, you got ways of making marketing plans for them.
Yeah. So while we was at the joint, we leaving out. And Cass is telling us, like, yo, like, Vlad and them just asked me to do bars on the Vlad TV. And I'm like, yo, when y'all niggas start doing that? And at that moment, I'm sitting there thinking, like, bro, do you know how crazy it is for that not to be in the formula? Like, that's not a part of the schedule to have niggas rap at the end of the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But for Cassidy, it has to be a part of this. Like, before he leave, we got to make him rap. I know we never did it.
I think he has the most classic freestyles that I could think of.
Of course.
I don't think any, and I mean, we love Jada. We love, yeah, like, all of Jada, them. Yeah. But, like, Jason. Yo, I think Cassidy, hands down, if you hear the intro bars, intros to his freestyles, you go nuts.
Yeah.
And these is beats he was jacking, but you know when you hear Cassidy, mm-hmm, oh, he snapped on this joint.
Yeah.
You say that about 100 freestyles.
Exactly. And you knew, like, when Cassidy, like, they was doing a freestyle and it said Cassidy on it, you're listening. It's not even like, oh, I ain't gonna, that joint's probably trash.
The top of the tape, if it's a mixtape. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just insane. And I mean, no, my fault. So my fault. So we in the elevator.
We just giving them Philly, yeah, some flowers.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Shout out the cast, man. Yeah, but we was in the elevator, and he was like, I guess he must have saw me mumbling, because like I said, when they said that we was linking with Cass, I'm saying the bars in my head. I'm so ready to rap. Like, I'm like
a boxer.
Yeah, I'm so, like, I'm mumbling the whole rap to myself. Like, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. How I'm gonna land this punch, and I'm going crazy in my head. And then he must have noticed it, and he was just like, "Yo, you rap," and I was like, "I ain't gonna hold you." Like, a part of my body, like, just still, like, "Oh, Shakassi's acting like a rap."
This nigga sold that for a second.
So then I was like, "Yeah, I rap." I spit. He was like, "All right, let me hear something." The fear that I had in my body, you see what I'm saying? It wasn't like I've rapped a billion times,
right?
But like if a nigga look up the Hov and Hov say, "Let me hear something," you know this could be your most determining moment in your life for real.
Yeah, fuck.
Not saying like, oh, he might sign you, but you'd be like, yo, I honestly looked up to this man. I know opinions don't matter, but if his opinion is good of mine, it's good for me, then I'ma really take it to heat.
I ain't gonna lie, if I didn't rap, I probably would rap for him. Like, yeah. You wanna hear me rap?
Right, just start rapping.
Just start rapping.
Yeah, I mean, so when Cassie asked me to rap.
Just in case.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, yo, whatever I say, I'm like, yo, I know I'm nervous, but I'm like, yo, I gotta be perfect. So I just started spitting. And what a lot of people don't notice is that Cass will hear you rap, and he'd be like, yo, you hot, boy. You hot, boy. But if you can get Cass
will boy you to death.
Yeah, if Cass smile when you rap, mm-hmm, that's how you know it's hot. Because mm-hmm, Cass, like, then said so many bars, like Wayne, like, niggas forget how hot Wayne can push out a verse, uh-huh, and Wayne be like, "Oh, that shit was crazy. I ain't think of that." Uh-huh. If Cass smile when he read, that mean he kind of was. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking he like, "Yo, no, that shit was hot." So I set a bar where I said, "You want to fight? My man swing just like me. He copyrights or some shit like that." Uh-huh. Cass was like, "Oh, copyrights."
Yeah, copyrights wasn't bad. That, yeah, was nice.
He was like, "Oh," and I was just like, I was so nervous but so ready. That I spit a short rap, and we was on the elevator, so we only got a floor to go.
Right.
Down to the main lobby.
Literally at an elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, did I want Cass to sign me? Of course. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm like, yo, as long as he just felt like I was hot, I was like, yo, I think I did something with my career. Like,
you accomplished something, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment to me. Like,
you said, you started the story with, this is the reason why I rap.
Right.
And you rapped for him and he felt you.
And he liked it. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, come on, cuz. So then, and if you say the copyright bar, we on it.
Yeah, yeah. And
give
just
me a, like, chain, nigga.
Exactly. So after that, being around with him, like, that shit was like, it's one thing you'd be like, you meet him, you rap for him, he said that shit was hot, and then you leave.
No, you then, with K Walker.
So now we just chill. Now we just like, all right. And then to be 100% honest, it was like, like, I ain't know my pop growing up, for real, for real. So yeah. you could imagine what your pop might be like, mm, if you ever meet him. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Cassidy was like that. You know what I'm saying? Well, to me, like, I'm looking at, like, when you grow up and you see Cassidy, I'm assuming that every rapper feels like, damn, I hope these people are who I thought they was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're
saying. And, like, I met some rappers in my life, and most, like, the ones from Philly is who they is. Like,
ain't got no choice.
Yeah, it's just, that shit, it's just them.
It's a shame, kind of, but we ain't got no choice.
Like, Oskino is Oskino, and it will, like, always be Oskino.
I had shouted out O when he was in the drop vet.
Right.
In traffic. This nigga looked over his shoulder and spoke back. He ain't know who the fuck I was. He didn't see me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't even see where he came from. O is O, yo.
Yeah, when O was driving the vet, I was like, I met O. I met him. I met him. My man said,
and I've met him before, but I know he didn't see me.
Yeah, like,
he ain't know my car.
My man met him, And he was like, yo, we trying, you mean we rapping? And da, da, da. He was like, all right, let me hear something. And while he's saying, let me hear something, he pulling his phone out and recording you. So, love. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, I didn't expect him to pull the phone out.
That's love.
But I know, and the first thing he did was right after that, he posted it. That shit had 20,000 views and all that shit, 20 whatever. And I'm just like, yo, oh. Well, that's when I first learned, like, too, like, people, rappers out there, y'all got to learn, like, some comments that people leave aren't going to determine your career, bro. Like, people be seeing, like, comment and shit, but, like, so, like, there was, like, 9,000 great comments, but it was the one boy that was like, no, that shit was trash. And that one little comment was like, damn, am I trash? It's 9,000, yo, you fire, you hot, da-da-da-da, where you, da-da-da-da.
I just did that last week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle, kind of that Jers and Giannis shit, right?
Okay.
Because I'm on the video when Jers was snapping.
Yeah.
I was the one that said he had no haircut.
I saw that.
So, I'm in the comments, and I'm like, yo, they grinding me up in the comments. She went through the comments and was like, it's only like two of them.
Exactly.
But and like, it's mad comments.
But I don't know. It was, I guess,
I did the same thing, and I thought I would never do that.
Yeah.
Bro.
I think it's because, I think it's a self-conscious thing where you'd be like, damn, I think I could have went harder. So when somebody be like, yo, that shit was trash, you be like, damn, I kind of did think I could have did better. But everybody else is telling you you was hot.
All right, but when we finalize things and when we package them and ship them out, they were designed for that moment, for that purpose, for that sound, for that energy, right?
Exactly.
If it wasn't up to par, we still be having it like the other 300 songs you niggas never heard.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So exactly. You got to lock in with it. Like, but yeah. You got off, you got 20,000 views and 90% positive.
Exactly. It was kind of like that with...
Did your followers spike?
Of course.
Did your own personal views go up on like your YouTube and stuff? Yeah. And Spotify?
Anything I do with Oskino is like, it was crazy. It's crazy. It went up.
I just always be wondering if people see the immediate, because some people miss it.
Yeah. Like even with, I ain't gonna hold you, like, I just did a song with Reed. That song with Reed spiked a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like just me doing a song with him. Then people see me doing a video with him. Then now everybody DMing me like, yo, like, how do I meet my legends and shit like that? I guess because they see me with a lot of, a lot of people recently. You know what I'm saying?
I just did Married to the Bars last night with Cash, with C Cash, and my subscribers and my Instagram spiked. And that wasn't as many viewers as the Angry Fan video.
Of course. It's just like...
It's people, weird, right?
Yeah, it's just like, it's certain things that people would do for certain people. And you just learn that in the game. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you could have did a real hot interview. You could have socked Jers and your video did 300 views. And you could have just dapped up Academics and got 10,000 views. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
Yeah, and I ain't dapping you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just how that goes. It's just weird.
I just hate hearing people like him point of view on shit that has nothing to do with them. It's weird, bro. It's so kind
of crazy. Yeah, well, of course.
I'm personal against him. Just to clarify, because I'm on a platform. Yeah, of course. I'm cool off for it.
And like I said, and then even, oh yeah, so my fault. I keep going off spot, whatever. But,
man, we talking and drinking. Come on.
When I'm with Cass, we did a couple days of rapping and shit like that, whatever.
Recording?
But, no, we was just like spitting. It was just like.
He was spitting too?
Yeah. Cass rapped. Cass has a million songs. I don't know if anybody knows. No, Cass has a million
records.
He's
living at little studio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, this nigga
I don't
just.
Mean to call it little, but.
Yeah, no, this nigga be in there recording. The sweat off his... Yo, this nigga
and
is...
And he produced now.
Yeah, and he produced. You know what I'm saying? But Cass has a million songs. So,
shit.
He was rapping. Then, you know, like... It was like a car ride.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the most... Another iconic moment that I have with Cass...
I always put the rapper in my car on road trip.
Yeah.
Where the rapper at?
Right, exactly. the iconic moment with Cass was something I never thought I would really witness. And that was like Cass in the studio. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to meet the nigga... It's one thing to rap with the nigga. It's even one thing to chill with the nigga. But you'd be like, yo, I'm in the studio with Cassidy. And at the time, he was like, yeah, we gotta go to the studio. He played, of course, it was cool for him. He was like, we're going to the studio. About to go do the song with the boy Conway. I'm like, Conway from Griselda?
As he should.
I'm like, ew. But now I'm in
That's one of those things that had to happen.
Yeah, it was just like, I'm in the. So I don't know if it came out yet, but the song will be out. That shit is crazy. But anyway, we in the studio. I'm just sitting there like, yo. We had just missed Conway. I think we just missed Conway.
So he slid through.
He did his verse, and then he slid. We had just missed him. So then
we about to have a super moment.
I was about to have a crazy moment right
super
now.
Super moment.
So I'm in
he
there
was
with
spit for the machine.
So I'm in there with Cassidy. I'm in there with Cass, and Cass just like I ain't seen him write nothing to keep it a bean with you. I ain't seen him write nothing. I don't know if he wrote in his phone.
You know that question was coming.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know if he wrote anything. I'm sitting there next to him, and it's me, Walk, Cass. No, it's K Walker, me, Cass.
And you look like security.
And I'm big as shit, like security. So they probably think I'm security, but shout out to D Boy, because that's the actual security for Cass. But we sitting, he's sitting there, and I'm just like, I'm sitting next to him, and I really want to ask him, like, what's this process and shit like that? But we in the studio, you just see his head nod, and he just Jay-Z like,
back.
Yeah, in the Jay-Z bag, he just like, I want to say probably 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Had the verse cooked up, whatever. We went to the studio. He rapped. Now I'm like, yo, I'm watching Cass in the booth. This shit is crazy. I'm just like, yo, why? And Walk, I guess Walk's so used to it. Walk sleep. He knocked in the stew. I'm just like, yo, how could you sleep in a moment like this? And
yo, this is hilarious.
And I'm new to the situation. And,
I love it though. Yeah. That's fly.
I ain't gonna hold you like I
you're
fellas,
not a hating type person, yeah. And you honest.
Yeah.
Because you giving it up about it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. Like, and even I'm gonna keep it a bean. It's a funny story. When I met Cassidy, of course, I rapped for him and all that, like I said. But if I can give some context, I was up for 24 hours. But I was not going to sleep because I couldn't go to sleep. Like, I had to write. I had to study it. I had to go, you know what I mean, do some other shit.
Oh, you can battle rap there?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So then I came back. And Walt called me like, yo, you got to be in New York by 10 or some shit like that. And I'm like, damn, it's 7 in the morning. Okay. All right, let me hurry up, get dressed.
Got 40 minutes.
Get on the train in New York. And all the whole way on the train, rapping the rap. I'm on New York, go get some coffee. I'm up. Now we in there chilling, And I was expecting to leave right after that. But then.
Never goes like that.
Yeah, so then we link and then we walk into the car. Now we in the car. I'm like, oh, what the fuck are you doing? But at the same time, I'm like, yo, I'm in the car with Cassidy. Like, I'm not arguing. I'm not complaining about nothing. And then we in there, and Cass start asking me, like, you know, personal questions. Like, yo, like, what's your favorite movies? And all, like, Cass a real cool boy. You know what I'm saying? That go back to my point what I was about to say. Before I finish this, when you grow up, and you thinking that the people that, like, you wonder if these people are who you think they are. Right. Cass, to me, is everything that I thought Cass was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
same, love him or hate him, I think Cass is a genuine
yeah,
person.
Yeah, Cass
is exactly who y'all
Cass
see
a cool. Cass, like, to me, I can't speak for everybody's experience because Cass low-key got a high expectation for niggas that niggas don't even know that he got for niggas. But he loved the battle rap culture and shit like that. He loved that shit. And he, like, a true fan of bars. Like, it's like, he don't want to hear nothing else but bars. I thought that was, like, a myth. Like, he only like, the whole time I was with him, he only played two kinds of songs. He either played punchline songs or he played oldies. And that was it. Cass is a super oldies boy. Like, he's 19, the 70s and 80s. The Temptations and all that. Cass is, you know what I mean? But when it come to what I thought he was, I was always thinking, like, I wonder if Cass is cool. Can he still dress? Like, I mean, like, you
Cass,
know.
Cass, you got to come too now.
And Cass, you and gotta Cass come is every, my Cass is everything that I thought he was. You know what I'm saying? Cass is everything I thought he was.
That's what's up.
Like I said, it was kind of like, you know,
I'm glad that was a dope moment for you, bro.
Yeah, that shit was insane. It was
some real shit.
It was insane. It was just like, yo, and I told Walk, and Walk don't really understand, like, he don't know it, but I'm like, yo, Cassie's from Uptown.
Yep.
He from right there in Limeco Pike. Mm-hmm. I'm from Forest Ave. Mm-hmm. That's 2-3 minutes away from each other. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I'm from 3 minutes down Upstate.
That's what I'm saying. So you, like, when you with the person that's from your hood, like, I would assume it would be the same thing for a nigga from Brooklyn. Like, they live in Marcy or grew up a block away from Marcy.
Right.
And then you meet Hov. You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, like, it's one thing to look up to the nigga, but the nigga from my hood. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta, you know, you gotta represent, like, how he represent. If not, then it's gonna make Uptown or any other area look weak. But anyway, we was in the car. Cass are asking me crazy. This is funny as shit. Me and Cass was in the car, and he asking me all these questions and shit like that. And in the moment, in my mind, I'm like, yo, this nigga really asking me, like, what my favorite movie was.
Damn, what was crazy. Your answer, nigga?
So he would, I think he asked me, like, you know, what kind of movies you like? And I'm like, I'm starting naming all the shit that I just thought of. I'm like, Hall Pass, Super Bad. Like, all the funny, like, Step Brothers, like, all the funny white comedies and shit like that.
The goofiest
shit. Yeah, the goofy shit just came in my mind or whatever. He like, damn, you don't like House Party? You don't like da-da-da-da? And I'm like, no, I said, no, those are the...
responsible
yeah,
House Party.
Yeah, like, no, those are the essentials. You know what I'm saying? Those like napkins. You got to have those in the house. But I'm talking about, like, my, I don't know, my new favorites, I guess. But We start talking about, it was the movie Cocaine Bear had just came out.
I saw that.
And we talking about it, whatever. And I think he said he remembered the actual story when it dropped or some shit like that. Uh-huh. So we was talking about it. And mind you, I said I was up for 24 hours. We in the car. I fall asleep in Cassidy's car and I snore crazy. So my first time I met Cassidy.
You ain't got to nod that hard.
Listen, my first time meeting Cass, I'm like, mind you, this is how he woke me up. Cassie driving, his wife is with him. Walker's next, you know, to my left. And I woke up and I just see Cassidy hitting my knee. And he's like, yo, boy, they just tried to kill you. Like, y'all just saved your life.
Yo.
I'm like, what happened? He was like, yeah, bro, they almost got you. I saved you, though. Like, I'm like, the fuck is he? I'm looking around. I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? He was like, yeah, they tried to get you. I don't know. I was like, I'm looking on the hot. I'm like, we on a highway.
Don't wake me up like that. That's crazy. I'm like, I'm all discombobulated.
I'm like, we on the highway. I'm looking like, who on the highway? They trying to kill me? So then we get to the sneaker store and shit like that. And I pull walk to the side. I'm like, yo, what the fuck was Cassie talking about? He was like, yo, bro, you fell asleep in the middle of talking. That's how tired you was. And you snored. And what's crazy is Cassie didn't even mind. His wife complained about it. I was like, not the wife. Not the one that he going to talk to behind the door. And that could, like, that might have just ruined it. Like, I might have just ruined it.
They might not have knew you was up for 24 hours. Yeah, they might have thought that it was endearing. Like, oh, he comfortable.
Yeah, he's super comfortable. I don't know what.
It could be a good thing,
though. I don't know what they thought. And I know the first thing I did was I went to his wife and I was like, yo, please, please don't talk about me behind the door. Like,
you did not say that to that woman.
I worked my whole life for this moment.
Oh, my God.
And she's just cracking up. And I'm just like, yo.
Can you give him a chain, please?
I'm like, please, like, don't mess this up. He deserves a chain. I'm like, please don't mess this up. She was like, no, don't worry about it. You tired? I was like, I'm drained. And she was like, I saw it. I could. But I was like, nah.
It'd be you know what you should have said? I'm with K Walker. Of course, I'm tired.
Of course, I'm tired. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, but after that, you mean we chilled the whole morning. We did DJ Self.
Mm-hmm. Did they videotape the sneaker store drink? Because I saw.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, that was it. Was Self John is crazy, and Cass and Walk did it, and a good part that came out of that was this feeling that I had when I was in the store. And I was in the store, and I like to keep it honest. I'm in the store. I'm looking for a black tea. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Philly. I just need a black tea because I spent the night, and I didn't plan on spending the night, but I don't, you know what I mean? I need a tea.
Yeah.
So I go in the store. I go in the store, and I ask him, like, yo, can I get a T-shirt? Y'all got T-shirts. They was like, yeah, we got the Fair Gods. We got the gallery department. I'm like, listen, I just need a regular tee. I don't need a pay your rent tee.
I don't even want to get taxed for a polo tee right now. Like, just, give me a regular tee.
You know what I mean? Where's the T-shirts? These niggas gave me fashion. I just want a T-shirt. So they was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, the cheapest thing we got might be $300 and da-da-da-da.
I'm like, oh, my God.
So then I go there. But long story short, I went downstairs, came back upstairs, and all I heard was, yo, he's with Cassidy. He's part of Cassidy's team. And I was just like, that felt good. That was a moment. I'm like,
all you need is the chain.
And then I was just like, and you be so.
Is it Goat Gang?
It's Goat Gang. All right. And it was so exhilarating to be like, yo, I was just nobody yesterday. And today I'm like, part of Cassidy's team. I know I'm not, but I'm just like, it just sounded good. It just sounded wavy.
No, but see, this is the reality of that. I gotta cut you off. Uh-huh. We all went on Cassidy anyway, so I get to talk now. But the reality of the situation is you always been somebody.
Yeah.
Now you're working in towards different realms and different circles and different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you are being evaluated. Motherfuckers is giving you their questionnaire
for sure
in the car. Like, this is how I get to know niggas.
Yeah.
What movies you like? You know what I'm saying? Like, people got their way. He been famous a long time. Yes. You already with Walker, so you 80% good.
I'm good.
Already. It's just whether I'm going to talk to you or not.
Yeah.
Like, I already done brought you close.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You could have grabbed my watch and we would have had to go through something. Yeah. Like, but
and I want to clear. Part. I'm not the trip. I don't want to. No, and
I want you to know you was already somebody.
Yeah. So when I.
Go ahead.
And I knew that. I knew. I want to clear the record too. Like, I know, I don't know what the aura about people to get with K Walker, but K Walker has like done endless things for me for my career. Like, he's put me in all these right places. Like, just knowing the nigga, to keep it to being with you.
You know how many times K said he coming through here?
Yeah, K need to come
next
through
next time
here.
You talk to K.
Yeah.
Explain to him what he missing on his side. Yeah, man.
Listen.
But it ain't nothing because K be running. So
I want to. Yeah, no.
He got
this,
20 battles.
This nigga
year.
Is a listen.
It ain't personal, and he did say that.
This nigga busy as shit. I'm not even.
Every time I talk to K, he like, yo, Sammy, I still got slide on you, bro. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you good, bro. Because if you working, like, I can see that he's working.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you acting like I gotta move and you ain't moving, like, nah. No. When I'm ready, you better be ready.
Listen, walk. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Walk battled twice, like a day before, day after that. Then he came to the trenches. Then right after that, he went to go to Atlanta to the BET. Like, it was like,
which
this nigga don't stop.
Which trenches joint you was at?
I was at the Johnny battle, the last John.
Hollow Man. How was that?
Listen.
I watched it.
Listen, I was in the building. When Hollow Man battled, I was next. I was shoulder to shoulder with Ness. Oh, shout out to E-Ness.
Shout out to Luke, my guy.
So I'm standing next to E-Ness. Now, granted, like I said, when we was kids, I wasn't at the John at the actual original battle with Hollow Man and E-Ness. But of course, that video raised a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So seeing that, like, all right, okay, it's like you watch Mike, but you ain't never see Mike in person. So the whole time you watching them, you like, oh shit, okay, that shit was legendary, da 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 da. But being in the building, let me tell you something.
That's the beauty of rap. You can still do it with bad knees.
First of all, to be 100% honest with you, bro, I wasn't there. I wasn't there the first joint. I don't even think I was old enough to be there. But anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it or whatever. And it's like I get a second chance at noticing something, at getting the chance to witness something. And when I tell you, I cannot make this any more clear. Nothing in my life right now makes me more happier to seeing Hollow Man go into that scheme.
23 years later.
And it was the love. All right, so like I said, of course I'm friends with all these battle rappers. Shout out to Boom. Shout out to all of them. Shout out to all my niggas. Boom, Hazard Black, K Walker, we all outside, and we just like, this is the day before the trenches, and Boom going over his rounds. And I'm not going to say exactly who said this, but we in there after Boom go crazy, and we start talking about Hollow Man, because obviously the thing was like, how is Hollow Man going to do? How is he going to do? Is he going to be this? Because he doesn't have experience, keep going, whatever. And science is proving that if you ain't been conditioning, that you ain't been in the ring, it's going to show.
Ring rush shoes.
You know what I mean? It's happened with Reed. It's happened with Cassidy. It's happened with, I mean, Emma. It's going to happen where sometimes you just need more conditioning to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the fear, because when we heard everybody rounds, you're like, oh, Philly, we going to kill New York. That's just what that is.
But it's still like, how Hollow going to carry
it? And it was like, we're depending on him. Nobody doubted Hollow Man, but we believed in him. And it was just so scary. Like, man, I hope he pulled it short. Like the Super Bowl. Like, I hope we win the Super Bowl. I hope to God we win.
He had the jersey.
Like, yeah, and you'd be like, when we beat the Patriots, oh my. If you ever noticed, when we at the end of the Super Bowl, when the ball dropped, everybody looked around like we couldn't believe that we just won.
No bullshit.
We was like, it was no flags.
There was a quick little, oh shit.
We just won.
Whoa!
Yeah, like it was. You know what I mean, so Hollow Man's bad. Hollow Man's better rapping. Hollow Man better rap, and when I tell you, perfection. There was no hiccups. No nothing. It was just
the arrogance. And the comfortability was still there.
It was like, bro, you've been doing this for the last 23 years. That's what I thought.
You know what's the weirdest thing about Hollow Man to me? And I realized it that night because he still kind of raps exactly the same way he did in that garage.
Yeah.
As many people have seen that battle and they love him, nobody in battle rap has duplicated his style.
Yeah.
You know, he rap kind of like he be moving like a snake.
Yeah. Man, like
he do this whole cobra stare. Nobody has that style, like that energy that he give. It's weird, especially with us. You got 1,000 Philly battle rappers.
Exactly.
And it's like, yo, he's so unique in that way. Right. That I don't think people realize that. Like, no, he's still giving it up with the...
Right.
And it looked, with the gray in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Man, that shit was
crazy. I was in there, man. And that's what I said.
Did you punch in the chest? Who was you...
Ness.
Pushing.
Me and Ness is standing there, and Ness is like...
Y'all was whooping each other ass.
When we got... It was me, Ness. Right after Ness, I think it's
Reed. Like little kids.
It's Reed, Swizzy, and them. We all standing in the same little group, and we just like... And Hollow Man talking, and Reed just like, yo, this is a grown man. This is a grown man conversation. Grown man.
He had the perfect opponent, I think, too.
Yeah, of course.
I loved that talk. I even loved they face off.
Yeah,
I thought that was so fucking...
I loved it.
So respectable gentleman. We just got to have this conversation.
Yeah, I loved it.
That was mobbed out for battle rap.
And then
I loved it.
One thing a lot of people don't know, that when Ness, after the PC scheme, Ness was like, yo, that shit still sound crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. You just be like, yo, it might be one of the craziest battle. Like, I would argue that it might be one of the craziest battle rap schemes of all time, only because the scheme started with a tattoo. And it's actually on him.
It's actually on him. But the other thing is, anybody else would have did PCs the whole time.
Right.
He swings and comes back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's all about this Cobra shit he was doing. Like, it's all about whatever rhythm he had in his head was not what you expected him to go, and it was perfect.
Listen,
when he went into
the scheme, and I don't think nobody was. I don't know if niggas knew. I'm pretty sure niggas that knew him. I'm gonna be honest. I wasn't expecting.
Nobody got hyped like, oh shit, this the part. Nobody did that in a video. I watched the video again.
Yeah, it was nothing like the thing that the part stuck out the most for me. It was the lead up. It was like he took that scheme and added it to the new formula, and it fit perfectly. I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin, PC. This means proceed with caution. Yep. Protect your chest again. Put in the. It was like. But if you watch the video, when he say it's PC, this means proceed with caution. He just stopped, and everybody in the building knew what was going on.
It was going up.
New York niggas was like,
but it wasn't. It wasn't before he got to it. It was no build up to it. It was once he started doing it, everybody was like, "Here we go."
Yeah,
that don't mean they knew it. They just knew he pointed to something that meant something, and it's about to get crazy.
Yeah, and it did. Like, it was like
it got crazy.
It's one of the greatest moments of my life. And when he stopped rapping and the crowd is rapping, listen, I've never witnessed nothing like that in my life. You know what I'm saying? Never in my entire life.
If y'all know the energy, be careful your mic on the table.
Right.
But like, if y'all know the energy of a Philly battle rap room, especially at that venue, I performed on that stage multiple times on type of shit.
Right.
But like, yo, it's different.
It's
yo.
Different.
Like, the floor wasn't shaking because that's on Cecil B. Moore and it's ground level. But
yes,
the room was shaking.
The room shook. Like, seriously, and it was a different shake. It was like.
And New York them niggas, folks was in the building.
And hold
there
up.
Was some heavy.
And hold folks up. In yeah, there. Everybody was in the spot. But this is one thing I want to point out to all you New York niggas, because it started pissing me off. Shout out to my New York niggas, though.
Shout out 3 Letter.
But some of them New York niggas was like, oh, Philly was hyping him up and gassing him. I'm like, bro, when Loaded Lux came.
Watch the game tape. Watch the playback. Yeah. That shit was fire.
When Loaded Lux came back, everybody knew the Loaded Lux scheme from New York. Uh-huh. Everybody knew it. Was it, nobody argued about it. Nobody said nothing weird. Oh, they was gassing Lux up. No, this is it's a moment. It's a moment
your
in time.
Your legends deserve when home court advantage a little bit. They deserve a little sauce.
When your legends come back, it's a different moment. That's why like sometimes I feel bad for battle rappers that have to battle that moment when they come back, and if they do good. Because you're not just battling a battle rapper. You're battling the moment. Like, all we – like, we could come out and you
Lux
could be fighting
for another moment.
Yeah. We could – Lux. I mean, my fault. We could come to the battle, and you could be fired. And your verse was crazy. Your bar was crazy. Your round was insane. And the legend verse and round might have been regular. But all he needed to do was be regular. And he won the battle.
We wanted to see him be him.
Yeah, we just wanted to see him, period. We just came to see him.
Nobody cared who wrote them 100 songs in between Snoop writing his own music.
Exactly.
As long as Snoop shows up as Snoop.
Exactly. That's all.
We good.
Exactly. It's kind of like it's like, yo, your weed could be better than Snoop weed, but if Snoop passed you the blunt, you'd be like, yo, I'm smoking with Snoop.
If Snoop passed me the blunt, I'm going to be higher than I was exactly. on my own blunt.
Exactly. It's just a moment.
Based on the Cassidy story that we just heard from this brother.
Yes.
Like, let's keep it G. I am not too cool to bask in a moment and understand that even though these stars are people, they still have put in the work that I respect and I'm going to appreciate the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it was this one part where we drove back to New York, me, Cass, walk. We driving, whatever. We driving.
His dreams out here, man. I'm getting the whole skinny.
When we driving in the car.
We're going to talk about the producers on the project at some point.
For sure. Yeah, we driving to do self shit, and Cass put on beats.
Oh, she started a cypher?
Cass started a cypher. It was me, Cass.
This nigga's an ass. Cass, you've been doing this for 40, 30 years.
When I tell you, I'm thinking like, yo, us nigga don't do nothing but rap, bro.
Right.
Us nigga don't do nothing but rap. I'm just like, yo, we.
But you know what's crazy, though? And I kind of got to point this out, yo.
Right.
And he said it. They told him he would never rap again.
Yeah.
He lost his memory.
Yeah.
All type of shit. Like, if you were Cass before the accident, then this is what Cass after the accident should be, because he's appreciative of the opportunity to still be able to do this shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine
somebody telling you, you might be going to be a rapper again, and then...
And you trying to remember the last 3 months at the same time, so you believe it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing to tell you that they lying to you.
Yeah,
you got to fight with, like, real, like, faith.
Yeah.
Real
faith. This is how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, I just want to point that out, because let's not act like this brother stop was in a position.
Listen, there will be no Cassidy slander with me. You know what I'm saying?
No, and not even about the slander. But, like, understand that, like, he's a machine with a purpose type of shit. Like,
it's
not just to out bar y'all. He did that already.
Yeah. He's taught millions of niggas. So, like, it sound crazy because when the interview came up about him teaching Wayne, niggas were like, what? How are you going to teach Wayne? You got to understand, Cassidy was rapping completely different.
Cass was talking about different syllables.
He started the bar back-to-back-to-back bars. Nobody was doing it. Big L was setting it up 4 lines. He would do his 4-bar setup, but it was just a 4-bar setup. Cass was the first nigga to do bar, then bar, then bar, then bar. So...
Consistently.
Like
L jumped in and out of it.
Yeah, it was like, you gotta like,
because I'm thinking of L versus now. L jumped in and out of it.
Yeah, so you gotta like understand, like, bro, this ain't no regular nigga right here, bro. This is, I know we don't give him the credit and the flowers for it like we should.
No, but he's the one that told everybody all 3 main words should rhyme with the next 3 words.
Exactly.
The next 3 words throughout the whole joint. And it's like, yo, nobody give a fuck that much but you.
Exactly.
And then you start looking at niggas that's technicians, and it's like, they took the advice.
Exactly. This shit is legendary, bro. And like I said, when me and the car, Cass started the cypher, and he was like...
Who went first, Cass?
Cass went first.
All right, at least he's a gentleman.
Cass went first.
Okay.
No, I'm lying. Cass played a song, and he started mumbling, but he didn't really rap. But then we ride and we heard the beat and he like, yo, Walt, let me hear some Walt.
Alright.
So then Walt go first. So it was
not so much,
Jeff. It's not so much technically a cipher. He put the beat on. And I guess he must have just was like, he must have been like thinking some shit to say to it, and then he was like, fuck, let them rap.
Let's build some energy. It's like how you do in the studio when sometimes the beat come on, niggas just freestyle to it and find pockets and
exactly.
energy, and then decide if that's what we going with.
Yeah, like if I even want to rap on this beat, let me see if niggas can rap on it.
And if you do something crazy, I might snatch that. You know what? I got this for that.
Exactly.
And you don't even need that.
Right.
But you had that.
So walk, me walking him in the back, we in the back seat, walk snapping. After walk go off, I didn't say nothing. Because I'm sitting there thinking like, all right, is this the moment that I just jump in? Or is this the moment? Because I'd be like, walk, we trying to teach me too about the
policy. What would you have done if it wasn't in the car?
If I wasn't in the car, I would have snapped.
See?
But mind you, but this is the thing. This is why I didn't do it.
This is the first time you disappointed.
This is me learning the politics of it. It was, I ain't gonna say where I was at, but it'd be a point where walk be trying to teach you, like, all right, listen, it's a moment to do everything type shit, whatever. It's like, you can't just always jump gun.
No, that's a thing.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, all right, he played the beat, walk just went. Now, originally, if this was anybody else, I'd have snapped. I would have probably cut walk off. I would have just been rapping. But I'm like, all right. So he let the beat go and it went off. Then it came back on. And I'm looking at Walk. I'm like, all right. Because Cass didn't say, yo, boy, let me hear something.
He definitely requested Walk the
rap. He requested Walk the rap. So I'm like, I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. He didn't say nothing to me yet. So he played the beat again. I said, bro, if it get, if this beat keep going, I'm going to go. Like, it is what it is at this point.
You said that verbally.
Yeah, I said, like, yo, if it's like, give me, no, I said, I said it in my head. I'm like, yo,
okay.
If he keep playing this beat, I'm rapping. I don't care what the, what, now I don't give a fuck about the gun ho shit. I don't give a fuck about the politics. I have to rap.
Right.
He played the beat again. I just started snapping. And when I tell you I snapped for 20 minutes, I snapped for 20 minutes.
Oh, you blacked out.
I blacked out. Because now it's just like, now I'm comfortable. I'm in the back seat. I already got the nervous off the rip rap.
How many moments did you have around? I had
endless
nigga,
moments. Around. Like every moment with the nigga,
nigga
is like,
was maxing out.
Yeah, we did the shopping.
Acting like you just came home.
We shopping and all that shit. Da-da-da. He like, no, these joints is hot. Da-da-da. I'm like, yo, Walk, Casper really dressed. Like he ain't really corny. Like he's that's what's up. He's uptown nigga.
He told y'all he ain't put niggas in fake Force Ones anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, we but that was the cash or whatever. I ain't gonna keep touching on. But just like I said, I know that that's what I was getting into.
I like these stories because I'm learning a lot about you through them.
Yeah. So I'm getting to these points where I know that there's, I don't know the actual aim towards K Walk or if anybody is feeling some type of ill will towards Walk. But with my
experience. Walk is the mayor.
Yeah.
Yo.
My experiences with Walk, a lot of people don't even really technically know what Walk do. Behind these closed doors, you'd be surprised, guys.
It's a reason niggas
like fuck with it's Walk, a reason though. Why niggas fuck with Walk to the way they fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Because Walk just know he know how to get you to do what you meant to do. Like
he's like the perfect assistant coach.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yo, I need to get through to this motherfucker.
Yo,
man.
Listen, man.
And you send Walk in, and next thing you know, he coming to practice the next week with a different mentality.
Like yeah,
like Walk it's like different,
that.
Yo.
Walk is like so. Like I said. I want to let it be known, like, shout out to K Walker, man.
And
like,
I don't mean no disrespect to an assistant coach, but you know what I mean. The person you sent in, you know specifically, he going to figure this out.
Yeah, like, I can't do it, but I know somebody that can do it.
And exactly.
Walk has set up so much stuff for me, you know what I'm saying? And I remember Walk texted me, and he was just like, yo, you getting these results, you're doing your thing, niggas is talking and stuff like that. Da, 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 da. Yo, keep doing it, keep going, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to let it be known that no matter what y'all niggas think about Walk will set you up. If Walk is the only nigga I know that will put you in position and not be afraid to lose his position that I've met so far. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's been one of my things. It's like everybody act like they hanging on by dental floss.
Yeah,
and if they add you to it, the string gonna
pop. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good analogy.
I've been thinking that for over 20 years. That's been what I've been seeing out of a lot of people, not everybody. Because I would never put that on an entire city when I know people that's dope.
Yeah. So like everybody be always trying to judge people off of being perfect or being who they think they want them to be.
That part.
Yeah. At the same time, bro, some people are just good at certain things and might not be good at other things. But Walk for effect, for I know. Has been like a staple since I met the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I said, I didn't know him. I'd have met Cassidy. Did songs with Reed. I've done all types of shit. Like, been in type of rooms I never thought I would be in.
Right.
Or not gonna say I never thought I'd be in, but like, I didn't think it would be this soon that I'd be in. Yeah, I mean, I thought I had to sell million records to get in certain rooms.
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then that's another thing I learned about the game too. So, just for the rappers, bro, talent is the last thing on the list that you need to get to where you gotta go. It's politics. It's not politics, but it's more like
it's business.
It's like you could be a cool person. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you're cool. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
You're a cool guy.
I'm thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna take that like he meant it.
Yeah, like you're a cool guy. You know what? Come, we out tomorrow.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then that turns into, yo, what you do? You rap? All right, cool.
These are relationships.
And then it be your personality.
That's why Meek run around with who he run around with.
Exactly.
And if you listen to the Rich Paul story, who represented the top 10 motherfuckers in the draft this year.
Exactly.
Like, it was similar when he met Brian. It was like, it didn't start off like that. He didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
wasn't with that. You wouldn't even know what niggas be doing for a pro. Then you be like, oh,
he
shit.
He was in the streets.
You play basketball? With Rich Paul?
Rich Paul went from the streets
to
meeting LeBron in the airport to being LeBron's stylist to having the top 10 draft picks on his roster.
Yeah. And that's just how, and you'd be surprised, bro.
So and that's not nepotism. That's
and work you could, and you, relationship. You can see that. You can kind of now you say that. I didn't know that, but you can see like yeah, you could.
You see how he
might have been in the street a little because the way how he get around. Like yeah, that's on everybody.
The cover of his book, he a young boy with no shirt on, polo drawers or something, and a big rope chain around his neck on his
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we all grew up around some dudes that was driving to middle school.
Yeah, exactly. For a fact. Definitely driving to middle school. We ain't gonna say how they got the cars, but they was driving to middle school.
I knew somebody that rode a bike to middle school that made more money than the teachers.
For real? I believe.
He was traveling on that bike crazy.
I believe.
Real rap.
I know niggas in middle school that was just driving Oldsmobiles and just be like, bro, they're 13. How are you doing this?
Yep.
You don't even ask no questions. You know what's going on.
And it wasn't Johnny.
And it wasn't Johnny. So
it wasn't Johnny. The Johnny boys was around, but yeah, sure. We're not talking about them.
Yeah.
We talking about the boy that dropped 1,200 on the squad and pulled up.
And it's different. In middle school. Even in high school. In high school. The niggas that drove, those the niggas.
Yep.
Those the boys you want to, you know, get the money with and all that, whatever. But yeah, man. But my fault for the long stories and all that.
Man, yes. I'm having a blast talking to you, bro.
Shout out to Cassidy. Shout out to K Walker. Shout out to Reed Dallas. Reed is another nigga, too. He another nigga I met before in Atlanta. And then I was able to see something that I never thought I would see, too. Like, I was at the battle where he battled Big K.
Okay.
And I'm behind Reed, K Walker, and then whatever. And just noticing, witnessing him in this, I'm like, yo, I'm watching Reed battle. You know what I mean? Damn, this shit is crazy.
You know what I like about watching Reed in person, just in general? I feel like he's a hood nigga that found his happy place.
Exactly. And I think only
like just in the world.
Only if you mature, you would understand Reed. Like, yo, Reed look like, man, I'm just trying to be happy.
It really looks like he found what he loves to do.
Yeah.
And he goes and does that until he comes back and shows up to battle.
Right.
But he shares it.
Exactly.
He shares it.
Exactly.
But it's like he's not doing what nobody else doing either.
Yeah. Reed is cool.
And it's family shit.
Reed is, shout out to Reed.
I love
man.
It, yo.
Reed
I love seeing that.
Reed been showing me love since I met him too. You know what I'm saying? Reed, every other day, he'll tell me like.
Reed, slide.
Shout out to Reed, man. Reed always showed me love.
When you,
we did the video and shit like that, whatever. And we did the video while he was about to battle JC on the War Ready John.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yo, Spades, like, let's do it now. You mean whatever.
JC, my nigga, I think I might have bet against Reed that time.
Yeah. That was going to be, the battle was crazy. The battle was crazy. But yeah, so, like, shout out to, yo, man, shout out to all my niggas, man.
I think I would be JC if I battled.
You'd be a JC?
Like, how you,
I don't feel like I'd be goods.
You would be goods?
I'd be goods.
Because
I'm too smooth and laid back, I'd be goods.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to hide the fact that I have a fucking brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm smart and I'm an asshole.
Yeah, and when I say when I say goods, I mean like the laid back, smooth, and all that, whatever.
No, I can see that.
And because niggas was trying to tell me like, y'all gotta.
You ain't talking about the flashy part.
Yeah, no, not the flashy part. I'm just talking about like the smooth suaveness. And I've been telling like Hassan and all of them, like Stiz and all of them, like, yo, y'all need somebody like me, for real, like somebody's cool, calm, laid back, just bars and shit like that. Everybody, yo.
No, because if this is a video game.
This is a video game. You got to have different characters.
You got to have different characters.
I'm not saying none of all the rappers is the same, but it's just be like, all right, everybody, yo.
This Street Fighter, missing something.
Yeah, we missing something. Like, all right, everybody punch the same punches. No, it's cool to have Yoti Mitsu on Tekken. And then you got your Kings and you got your Brian Furies and all that. Like, where everybody's. Then you got your Eddies and shit like that. We're like, all right, cool. I might want a nigga that can kick 1,000 times.
Right.
A minute. I don't want everybody to just be punching all the time. I want to kick somebody. It's cool to have that, man. And that's how you diverse the rap game. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do to music, too. Like, that's what I bring to music. Like, I think that's why everybody fucking me. I had my first fan moment yesterday. It was yesterday? Yesterday. My first fan moment. I walk into the spot. I thought I was playing basketball. And I heard, I was like, yo, is that Spades?
You was hooping yesterday?
2 days ago, my fault. 2 days ago, I'm hooping. I play ball. I'm hooping.
I ain't hooped in years.
I ain't play ball all year. I go out just like, my cousin called me this hoop.
I don't even know if I remember.
I was calf still on fire.
Bro.
Listen, so I walk in the court and all I heard was, yo, ain't that Spades? Like, yo, he be rapping. Then I see him with Reed, And I don't know these people from Again the Paint, and I'm just like, yo, it's my first fan moment. I had my first, like, let me get your signature moment and shit like that. That's what's up, you mean?
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? It's a moment, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I think that my focus on music, a lot of people don't know that I do a lot of, like, I produce crazy. But I do the music that I feel like everybody else won't do. Like,
interesting.
So when I speak of Cassidy, I know I speak highly of Cassidy, but the Cassidy verse on Get No Better, the second verse, that's made me want to start doing rap a little bit different. So, like, it's cool to rap about songs, but do punchlines. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to be like the, all right, we smooth, suave, you know, or like Pop Smoke. Like, yo, you know, you might say some smooth shit, whatever case may be, but let's do it like how we was rapping. Like, we rapping. I'm talking to the shorties.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so when Cass was like, you should be somebody wifey, icy, with a rock on your knuckle. And we'll look hot as a couple. Plus, you shape so beautifully. And you almost cute as me. Like, those, that second verse, which I stole, by the way, and rapped it to a girl on Twitter. I wrote it, and I got some after that. But, shout out to Cass. Shout out to Cass. But,
my bad.
That Get No Better song, I was like, yo, we should niggas start doing music like that. And it's been getting me a lot of attention when it come to labels and shit like that, because it say like I can sell records and shit like that, whatever. But that's what I do. But at the same time, I be coming to these battles and I be like, shh, I want to fight one of y'all.
I need wreck.
Yeah, I mean, it's only right because I feel like as a rapper, especially from Philly, you always want to have that, I can rap with the best of these niggas. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you can't technically say that unless you got into this. Like,
you know,
you can say it, but you can't really say it. Like,
I've always been able to fulfill it from a studio, a feature, or a performance level.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, there is another level.
It's like
I've locked horns with motherfuckers, but that's different.
Yeah, remember like when Easy Better Read. It's like, yeah, Easy, you can go on your crazy run, but it really don't mean nothing. It means something, but it really, you gotta come back home and you gotta battle Read.
No, I think one of the best things about Easy is
shout out to Easy.
We might look back on his run as the best run ever.
Of course.
Because like everybody talks about what Geechee did, and Geechee did what he had to do. We know he had situations and all that when we met him.
Right.
But at the same time, Easy went from A to Z so much more direct.
For sure.
It was such a more of a straight line.
Well, most niggas is like you get in the hoopty, you gotta go from A to B. Yeah. This nigga got in the Ferrari and went straight to Z.
Just went straight to Z. He called everybody out and just went down the list.
Yeah.
And made it worth it for people to come outside.
Right.
And it's like, that's one of those runs.
Who do you think went out of Geechee and Easy?
I was saying Easy one, and I was arguing this on the way to Marcy in a car with Touch Money Nah, Jers, and C Cash. And I was saying this, and I think it was the day after some shit. And I'm like, bro, Easy won the first.
Yes.
Easy won the second.
Yes.
And it was like, Easy ain't win the second. He said that bullshit. I said both of their rounds was bad in the second, bro. He edged the second, in my opinion.
So look. So.
And the third is clearly Geechee's. But I do believe that a knockout punch exists in battle rap.
Yeah.
We've been giving Lux points all these years for a battle he lost. But against Kyle, right?
Yeah.
But
it was the moment.
It was the moments. Moment. And you the can't beat the moment. And the introduction. Let me talk to him.
Yeah.
He gonna get this work
today.
Yeah. And whole retweeting it.
Yeah,
you know what moments. I mean? That's a lot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I'm judging round by round and I'm not just gonna be overwhelmed by the knockout that I already know Geechee for doing.
It's like if they said he got knocked out and he hit him with the knockout punch, that don't mean you're a better fighter.
No.
You see what I'm saying? I'm like, no, he was fucking you up. Like, yeah, you got lucky and landed it.
Yeah.
But that
does win you the fight.
It won you the fight. But it don't win you the fight. It don't win you the respect that you want.
Yeah, because you might have got lucky.
You got lucky. You slipped.
If I'm scared and I catch you with a rabbit punch to the temple, you going down, you can't fight it.
Exactly. It's just some, but you're not a better fighter.
Right on your chin.
Right.
It is
like, he'll knock you the fuck out if you don't get the lucky punch. But
and I think that the angle, I think that Easy could have defended the angle better.
Yes,
I actually feel like the line that he got credit for with if I got that and I'm that I must still be with it. Yeah. I actually think that shit was weak, and the lead up to it, he said it backwards.
Right,
he said should I tell him or should I tell him? Or something like that. Yeah, like he didn't say what he meant to say.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. And his body language was the thing. So I see why people want to give it to Geechee.
Right.
But I watched that battle three, four times.
I feel like the way how you just said it, I felt like Easy first was with. I just liked Easy's bars way better than, and to be honest, I may be the only person to think this, but I think Geechee's third was not as hot as I think everybody thought it was. I thought.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because they're giving Geechee credit for rebuttals when he was ad-libbing.
Yeah.
Those aren't rebuttals. Geechee was standing up there talking.
Exactly.
And they're saying he rebutted that. They literally rebutted everything. When he brought out the ball, that was a rebuttal. That wasn't a rebuttal. He was talking.
Like, it's like one of those.
When he told her, you should have fucked me, I wouldn't have told nobody. He literally admitted, I didn't think the mic picked that up. Yeah. That's just him talking. Yo, that's how Geechee is. Y'all acting like he pulled some A-war shit.
We giving him, no disrespect to Geechee. Shout out to Geechee.
I respect Geechee as a person.
Yeah, in my opinion.
I like how he moved.
In my opinion, I liked the Easy's bars in the first and the second. If I would give Geechee anything, it would be the third. But the only reason I give Geechee the third is because of the moment. Now, you technically lied in your moment. Even in your moment, you lied. Because he was
talking to Remy.
Because in the second round, you said Papoose wasn't at this event. Right. And in the third round, you said, Ayo, Papoose.
Right.
And Eli, I think Eli was the one that called it out.
And you said, well, you think I wouldn't say nothing if I ain't talk to him?
Exactly. So,
and she rebutted that.
Exactly. It was just like, if you say Geechee won, I felt like it was 2-1, no matter however you looked at it. Either you got a 2-1 Easy, 2-1 Geechee.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like me personally, I liked it when Easy said he did it's a program where you can only do a quarter of your time. Uh-huh. I said, ew. I said, no. And then it was like adding Holloman to it. I thought Easy's second round, like you said, they was both regular.
It was both weak.
Both regular. But I would have picked Easy's regular.
I said weak. He said regular.
Yeah, I picked Easy's regular versus Geechee's regular because Geechee wasn't really, I don't know. He wasn't just.
It wasn't there, yo.
Yeah. Easy was rapping to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt what Easy was saying.
I just didn't like the angle.
I
think you might be something like the snitch. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's in 2023, we can't play them games.
Yeah.
Like, either we
only calling somebody a snitch is a serious accusation. You know what I'm saying?
And your dad gets locked up for check cash fraud. Like, I don't
know.
Yeah,
it's a lot. You tapping on a
lot.
But
at the same time, what I heard on the other side was like, bruh.
Yeah. Then what did he say? And I was like, yo, I felt like Easy won. That's just my opinion. I know people think Geechee won.
Easy, and mind you, I'm not going front like Easy don't get off of ad-libs too.
Right.
He do.
Right.
That turned me up. What? Huh? Easy get.
He know what he doing.
Get that. He doesn't get credit for a rebuttal when he does that.
Yeah, he know what he doing.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and that was the thing that was fucking me up. And like I said, I ain't going to say who in the car said what. But I argued the whole way to Marcy before Cash battled Talking New York.
Shout out to Cash.
And Prezi battled
shout out to Prezi
somebody
too.
From K-Shine Click.
Yeah.
And shout out to them brothers that had the event. We had a great time.
Yeah.
But like,
that shit looked at popping. Like, that shit looked crazy.
We was arguing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm like, yo, that's crazy. And all right, never mind.
I think it's because people want Easy to lose so bad that if it even looked like you might have lost, you lost. And that's not fair. I feel like y'all want Easy to lose so bad.
No. If it's debatable, it's Philly.
Yeah.
I'm acting like Harlem. Why are we not acting like Harlem?
Right.
I don't know. Let's treat this shit like Harlem. Harlem don't give a fuck if Jay-Z is battling somebody like Yoshi from the Projects.
Mm.
They are backing Yoshi from the Projects.
For sure.
Over Jay-Z every day.
Every day.
You won't catch him on camera saying nothing different.
Yeah.
Let's treat it like that. We got momentum. The whole world is watching us again. Well, they never really stopped, but like now we got new shit.
I was supposed to go to that battle, so I'm mad I didn't go to that joint. But
what, Marcy? What is
the Marcy joint and the trenches? And Geechee, because I was at the
Geechee joint.
Yeah, that shit was. I should have went to that joint, but no matter what, my fault. Let me get into this project. We just be rapping, y'all. I'm sorry.
Now, see, something I'm big on is project ain't shit without production.
For sure.
So can we please get him some love?
Production, Buck Roll,
mm-hmm.
Contrabands. I learned a lot of shit with Buckaroo on this one.
If I said I needed a beat because my mom is sick, who I call?
You would call New York Bangers.
If I need an instant club joint, not nothing trendy, something that cuts through what niggas is doing right now.
Contrabands. Rash out of a dough. Contrabands.
If I want to woo the socks off somebody because you play both sides of the music, right? Mm-hmm. Who I call?
I would say Contrabands too.
Ooh, Contrabands.
Contrabands got some shit. Yeah, I didn't
is it funky? Where's the energy at?
Contrabands is like, they touching a lot of, like a lot of masses, you know what I'm saying? So like that's
sound like it should.
Yeah, Contrabands is my. I love Contrabands. I love working with Contrabands. I love working with Contrabands. I love working with Tone Jones. I love working with Jay Casprin. Mm. Thousands of niggas. I listen to, like, I'm fans of producers. Like, I'm a fan of artists. Like, I'm fan
you
of
should be.
Like, these niggas be just creating shit nonstop.
You are the most appreciative nigga I've had on Triple Sammy in just, fucking months.
Seriously, man. It's just like, that shit is insane. Like, if you ever watch, like, when niggas make beats, it's a process. And it's harder process to write a rap. But to, like, to make a beat, niggas gotta just sit there. I think what sound am I going to put with another sound?
What goes with this thing that came out of thin air?
Exactly, like rapping, you could just be like, I'll see the camera with the lens and the friends and da da da. To make a beat and to make thousands of beats, that means you had to think of the million sounds,
random
sounds. Like, you know what? I'm gonna just put this boom with this bap, and I'm gonna do this 30 times, and then I'm gonna switch it. I'm going to match this ting with this beam.
And I'm going to hate, and I'm going to hate 40% of this shit.
And I'm going to hate it, then I'm going to take it out, then I'm going to start it back over.
I'm going to have 1,000 of these drawers, and 400 of these drawers I'm not going to like, and one of y'all going to love.
Exactly. You ever watch...
That's what's crazy about you it. Ever the hate come from sometimes the junk pop.
You ever watch the Wu-Tang show?
Yeah.
My favorite part of the show is when the RZA, the guy's playing RZA, is making... The Method Man John. He made I think it was Me T H O D, I think. No, he was making Bring the Pain, I think.
Oh, Bring the Pain.
And okay. You just watching the process and you just like, yo, that shit is magical, cuz it's just like it make me happy. I can't, nothing makes me happier like watching a nigga like make the beat and the beat and you come and you sing a tune with the beat and then you rap it and then you record it and everything just fit perfectly. It's like,
shout out to Spiz. Shout out to Mozart, the great, who's still working with Son of the 215 off and on right now.
Shout out to Son.
Shout out to Son of the 215. That's my guy.
Shout out to Son.
Shout out to Ace the Chemist.
Oh, yeah. Ace is nice.
I've been in the privileged position to watch some great motherfuckers cook
right
up.
Right.
And I swear to God, I spend the whole time vibing, and then I'll be like, I think I got the hook. Mm. And it'll literally be a joke because I'm on the spot. I'm not like, I don't have a direction.
Yeah.
I'm figuring out something else to do every time they add a sound to it. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But the joke, once I say it, they like, give me a second and get in the booth.
Exactly.
And it becomes a joint. Exactly. And it's like, yo, I love
exactly
synergy. And
it's synergy. And that's exactly what it is.
That type of shit. And it's like,
same
I don't
pages,
even,
guys.
Even when I do it, it's not even with an intention. It used to be, I'm not going to lie, early on, I used to be trying to snatch beats.
Of course.
Now I actually do it just to cook, just to give energy and whatever, and it gives direction and helps them too.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't got to be mine after that. But I've been in a blessed position that I've landed on a lot of the songs that I joked about.
Mm. Yeah.
That's you know what dope. I mean? Just from having fun in the studio.
I love music, man. It's like,
love this shit. You know, you literally can't hide that shit.
Yeah, I love music. Dude.
You can't hide that shit, bro. Like talking music to you is very fucking refreshing.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers don't give it up to other men the way that you do.
Paul's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know,
I feel you.
But you really literally break down every moment with a perspective that is positive and is maximizing that moment.
Right.
Because you could pick the bullshit out. You could be like, man, I was asleep. I was up for 24 hours. Why the fuck that nigga wake me up?
Right.
Like, that could have been a story, too.
Yeah.
Like, you could have woke up like, cuz, we on the highway, right? We good, right?
Right. Why you wake me up?
Now you joking about me about to die, nigga? What? Like, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
But like I told Walt, so I've been, I got shot before, right? Mm. So I got shot.
Damn.
And it's a moment when you get shot where you don't know, like the surgery part. Mm-hmm. So you going, I didn't know I was shot for like 20 minutes. I didn't know I was shot. Then I get in the car.
Adrenaline shock, what?
No, yeah, I think it might have been adrenaline shock. It was like a shootout at Barris Playground. Even Duncannon and Logan. Shots rang out. And if you ever been to Barrett's, there's only one way in, one way out.
Shots rang out, you were terrified?
No, I was on the court.
Shoot. I ain't black. I was joking. Yeah, that's I was funny. Joking.
I was shooting the court. I was on the court.
Oh, you was hooping.
I was hooping. I was shooting the shot. And shots just started ringing. Uh-huh. Shots started ringing. I see a line. It was like a line. Mm-hmm. A young boys formed up like the Avengers. And they shooting at somebody that's near me. And then another group of niggas come from behind the gate. And they line up. It looked like a standoff. And they shooting at them. And they shooting at them. And we just duck in the middle. I got hit in the side in my right abdomen or whatever. So that day, it made me appreciate life. And I feel like a lot of niggas, when they get shot, they either go one way or the other.
Absolutely.
It either make them make them more humble. Yeah.
Around his gun wounds. Yeah. Everything he gained is better than his brain.
Brain, yes.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So it be that one moment where a nigga gets shot and be like, yo, I just want to wreak havoc for me just getting shot. Then the other one is
the world got to pay.
Yeah.
It's the superhero villain story.
Exactly.
In every comic book.
So like me, when I got shot, and it was the moment where getting shot wasn't the worst part. It's the going into the surgery, not knowing if you're going to wake up or not.
Absolutely.
So that's the scariest part.
I ain't like that when I got my knee surgery.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. But when I woke up, it made me look at life like, yo, bro, like, niggas could have died.
Absolutely.
I'm happy for anything. So the analogy I always tell Walk, when Walk, like, he's like, yo, man, Spades might be the most, like, genuine nigga on the planet, da da da.
I'm not tripping.
Yeah, right, no, he say that all the time. And then the way I tell him is, like, if you ever go to the amusement parks, there's always a line, right? Everybody get on the ride. But it's always a nigga that's trying to get to the front of the line. Mm-hmm. But then there's other niggas, I'm just happy to be in the line.
Right.
So when you get to the part where you get on the roller coaster, it's nigga, I got to sit in the front. No, if I was in the front, I'm going to have a problem. Da, 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 da. And me, I'm just like, nigga, I don't care where I sit. I'm on the ride.
I like
and,
it.
And I'm here to enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I look at life.
Shake my hand, black man.
That's how I look at life.
I like you know that. What I'm I like that.
I'm happy to be here, man. Like, it's...
Them because bars. That's bars.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Them bars.
I'm nice. But at the same time, but that's how I told it. I told him, he's like, yeah, that's a deep way to look at it. But that's how you look at life, bro. Life is like a roller coaster ride. Yes. Now, mind you, we all going to get on this ride. It's always going to be crazy for both me and you. Mm-hmm. But are you happy to be here? Or do you just want to rush through it?
I stood in lines for 2 hours when I was exactly. You just clowning and meeting.
Is that, now, think about this. Think about you standing in line for 2 hours. And then at them 2 hours, a nigga just rushed the line. Both y'all got on the ride, but your ride felt better. Pause, because you had to wait. You had to sit there.
We had a ball.
You was having a ball in the line. Like,
we messing with white people. We was having a ball.
You joking the line. You get on the ride.
Somebody got a little half a pint somewhere. We swigging. We had a ball in the line.
When you just happy to be in the area, you just like, it could be something as small as the Phillies game. Or outside, you watching the Phillies game on a small tee on a phone. And you have more fun than the person that's in the stadium. You know what I'm saying? If you happen to be there,
sometimes
you it's just about you being happy in the moment, bro. Understand, like, life is like a roller coaster ride. You get one ride, bro. They give you one ticket, you get one ride, and you can't get on it again. So enjoy it while you're on the ride, man.
You know what I did recently for the first time?
What?
And I'm 41. Mm-hmm. I went boogie boarding.
But I always want to go snowboarding.
When I was a kid and we used to go to the beach, my mom and the one buying no half a fucking surfboard for me to play in the water with. Like,
yeah, nobody, no black parent was doing
you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went boogie boarding in the Outer Banks, bro. Like, and I'm like.
And how did it feel?
I had a fucking ball.
As you should.
You know what my analogy is?
What?
You ever seen This Is 40?
Yeah.
Remember when he says bubbles?
Yeah.
You ever seen a kid with bubbles?
Yeah.
I would give anything to feel the way about anything in my life as a kid feels about bubbles.
Yep. As an adult, you need to find your bubbles. The shit that's light, that don't mean nothing, is just soap and water. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Simple connection.
That you can fucking enjoy. Yep. Even if that's space, time, reflection. Right. Or if that's going to the arcade and playing Street Fighter for 15, 30 minutes. Right. Like, whatever makes your bubbles.
Happy, yeah.
Makes your bubbles.
We get away from the bubbles part. And then we just keep doing the treadmill part. Mm. And the treadmill never has a bubbles break.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Like, you just run in this place. Mm-hmm. Just running.
I think that line was like the illest shit ever.
Yeah, it is.
When you become grown, it's like, anything.
And if you really see a kid with bubbles, you be like, bro, it's bubbles.
It's the most enchanting shit in the world.
But just seeing something like you could chase around and you could possibly catch, and it just brings you joy. You
can burn a kid out with bubbles.
Yeah.
You can make a kid chase you around the whole fucking yard.
You can have bubbles, put it in the car, and be like, yo, they can't wait to open these bubbles, bro.
Right.
Like, can we pull over and so I can blow the bubbles? Like, I don't care where we at. We could be on the highway. Let me just blow these bubbles real fast. Let's have fun.
That's the message, man.
Yeah.
Find your bubbles in life. Find somebody that enjoys the same bubbles you enjoy.
Exactly.
To share it with.
And enjoy your time, man. Like I said, it's like the roller coaster. It's like the bubbles. It's like when you was a kid and your mom or your dad or whoever took you to the playground and they said, "All right, go have fun." And that's how you should look at life, man. Like, cause when we leave, we leaving. I mean, and that's it. Only thing we got left now is to remember that the time we had. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna point out two things before we go. Right. You still got more talking to do in a second.
Okay.
One, that drink has been stagnated this whole time. Two, me and him just had the same kind of movie discussion that Helmy Cassidy had.
Yes,
something
for sure.
Like a professional. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, let the people know how to keep up with your shit, man.
Yeah, man. At the real spades _ REALSPADZ _ Baby Gorilla 2 is out now on all platforms. Keep them streams pushing up. The video with Reed is dropping soon. We still got a whole bunch of shit to go. You know what I'm saying?
I'm falling through a studio session soon.
Oh, for sure. I got a new single coming out in about next week. That's going down. Of course, I had to redo the legend, the icon, the man, the myth, the legend, DMX. How it's going down. And I redid it. Got my man Lucci Fontaine from New York.
You redid How It's Going Down?
Oh, that drone is sturdy. Oh, it's sturdy.
Oh, what the Spanish people call large cojones.
Yeah, pause. Yes.
That's an undertaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I'm excited.
I'm doing reggae songs. I'm doing a Spanish song. Shout out to Petey's the next person on the list.
Shout out to Petey. He just did a session with Son of the 215, Cora.
Oh yeah, and Lovely I saw that. Lay. That was hot.
And Lovely Lay is the family.
Son,
and
you gotta do something, son.
And I got another shout out. They recorded it with Every Ad. Everybody in that situation besides Core is my folks. So shout out to Petey for pulling up. Shout out to Sun for making that happen for Lovely Lay. Shout out to Av because you deserve to be the person that middleman's all this shit and make them sound good. I appreciate y'all so much for that moment for that young lady.
Yo. Yeah, shout out
real
to,
shit.
Shout out to GITR, TLA, Spade Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Haz. That's my brother for real.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like me and Ranshaw got to do something.
My guy.
That's my man. I just met Ranshaw.
That's my guy.
I just met Ran for the first time at the Greg G's. Shout out to Greg G's too. I was at the Greg G's No Skin Event. I actually met Ran.
You know what?
And me and Ran linked up. And
it might be my fault Ran ain't been on here yet. But Ran gotta come up with.
Shout out to Ran. Me and Ran got to do something. Me and Core Ben had to supposed to do something. Like I'm talking about like before
Core came up.
You gotta tap in. Of course. He different. He's hot. He different.
I respect everything he got going on. I just don't know. That's one person in the city I never met.
You gotta listen to. It's a couple niggas in Philly that I haven't tapped into yet. That I haven't get the. I forgot. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
There's so many, especially the young boys, whatever. But
and
But Core, he's my favorite young boy. That's my favorite.
Core.
And I'm not just saying that because he's from uptown, but. He's my favorite young boy.
Core, one of the most consistent motherfuckers we had in the city for the last, I don't know how many years, on some real shit. He always give it up, and the reception is.
Oh, yeah.
The youngins is fucking with him, yo.
Yeah. I want to do a song with Leaf and them and all that, you know what I mean?
More than everybody.
Everybody. I'm about to literally, like, on the music end, I'm about to start taking over.
So I'm going to come give you a hook.
Please.
Let me do a hook, please.
Please. I'm about to take over. So I just want to let everybody know. This is a PSA. Spades from West Oak Lane is about to take over. I just want to let everybody know that I told Philly Fame TV the same thing. I'm telling you too, Sammy.
Yeah.
I'm about to take over. So don't say I didn't warn you.
I believe in.
Baby Gorilla 2.
That's how we gonna end it, man. It's over like that, man.
This is Sippin' with Sammy. I am Mr. Flash, it only the one and only Sippin' with Sammy. Sam Malone, Barstool Rug. If you ain't sippin' with Sammy, you ain't sippin' right. Please get your fucking life together.
V-O-I-C-E. Oh, you need me now. Say it again. I'm around. She know I got a girl at home, but shorty keeping me up. She know I got a girl at home, shorty keep calling my phone. She know I got a girl at home, but shorty keeping me up. She make it hard for me. She make it hard for me. You been calling me and I know why. You say you're missing me and I know why. And seeing our pics, girls, and I know you. And your feelings known, this could have been you. I'm on a different wave, I got a different bae. And yeah, she drive me crazy, but that's my lady. So when you call my phone, I just press ignore.
Moved on, gone, return, it's the sender. Said my lady sick, cause she slimmer. Size only matters in real life when it's in ya. Stop blowing me up, my weed and dinner. Catching shows, rolling backwards, all papers catching bows. Just us in our zone, records flow, winds blowing. Flights flown, grins showing. Every flick, every trip exquisite. Will you missed it? Cool it.
Yup.
But you missed it, cool it.
Yeah.
But you missed it, cool it.
Nah. She know I got a girl at home, but shorty keeping me up. She know I got a girl at home, shorty keep calling my phone. She know I got a girl at home, but shorty keeping me up. She make it hard for me. She make it hard for me.
I can't talk right now.
I can't do it.
What are we doing?
What are you talking about, man?
I can't talk.
Guess what my voicemail say?
Right now.
She know I got a girl at home, but shorty keeping me up. She know I got a girl at home, shorty keep calling my phone. She know I got a girl at home, but shorty keeping me up. She make it hard for me. She make it hard for me.